about to learn a formula for two simple sentences that will reduce internal friction in your content marketing program. This is Debug Marketing. This is podcast season one, show number one. If you want to know what this podcast is about, play the show before this one. It's called What This Podcast Is About.
Welcome to Debug Marketing. I'm Dennis Dubois. Content marketing attempts to intercept prospects who are looking for information that'll help them to achieve some kind of business value. When content marketing runs smoothly, you become a trusted source of content for your audience at crucial moments in their customer journey. There are a lot of moving parts in a content marketing program, and that means a lot of ways for programs to get bogged down or stuck when they run into barriers. In this season of Debug Marketing, we're talking about ways to overcome those barriers. The barrier we'll be talking about first is friction. I'm experimenting with a storytelling motif this season. As a marketer, you know the power of a good story. Let me know how you like it.
I'm home.
Emily dropped her bag into a dining chair. Her partner, Daryl, peered in from the living room. Rough commute? He asked, looking at his watch.
Rough day.
Emily reached for a beer. Got your text, Daryl said. Dinner will be here in a few minutes. So what's going on?
I thought running a content marketing program would be fun, but there's so much internal friction. The more content we produce, the more we depend on paid media to push it out there, and the more time we waste arguing about what to do next. The dates on the content calendar are like meaningless at this point.
Daryl nodded. He'd been hearing a lot about the content marketing program lately. What do you mean by friction? He asked.
Resistance, contention, procrastination, pushback. I can't get enough subject matter experts to contribute. We're thin on some really important types of content.
Didn't they agree to write blog posts and stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not really what they agreed to? Dinner came. They ate in silence. On the bus the next morning, Emily decided to talk to her manager.
Rob, got a minute?
I was about to go down and get a coffee. You want to come?
Sure. Rob, I loved your vision statement for content marketing. You know, becoming a trusted source for customer service managers.
Uh-huh. Understanding what buyers need and not just
creating that content, but creating the place they look for it first. It all sounded so good, Rob, and I thought everybody was on board.
But?
But my team is running into a lot of internal friction. People arguing about what to do next. Everyone has their own ideas, and we don't have the resources to do them all. Meanwhile, we're about 3 weeks behind on the blog, and we haven't even started on the LinkedIn videos, so we need to rethink the content calendar.
Rob took a pensive sip of his latte. I'm not sure it's an operational problem. It's probably deeper than that. Hey, look, two open seats over there in the atrium. They settled into overstuffed chairs under a giant abstract painting. Rob continued, if you're experiencing conflict, delays, resistance to contributing, it could be that there's not really a consensus on the objectives for content marketing.
But everyone agreed to the vision and the plan.
Even if everyone agreed at one time, they might have differing interpretations of what they agreed to. Emily watched a caterer push a cart of sandwiches into an elevator. It reminded her how often she'd been having dinner out of a styrofoam box lately. Rob picked up on her frustration. You can work through this, Emily. Here's what I suggest. He opened his black moleskin notebook to a fresh page. You've worked on positioning statements. Let's create a positioning statement for your content marketing program. I'm going to give you a formula for that. Then we'll talk about how you can gain consensus around that as your overall program objective, and that way you'll get everybody on the same page, he said. Emily agreed. Rob poised his pen over the blank page. Who's your target audience?
Customer service managers.
Target market?
Healthcare.
Rob started writing. For customer service managers in healthcare who seek to... He drew an empty underline, then put down his pen and interlaced the tips of his fingers. Content marketing tries to intercept prospects who are looking for information that'll help them achieve some kind of business value. Our prospects are typically focused on the customer experience, innovation, transformation, all the things that let them differentiate on customer service.
So differentiation is the business value?
Right. Rob picked up his pen and added to the statement. For customer service managers in healthcare who seek to differentiate on customer service, we are a trusted source of information on... He drew another empty underline.
We're a trusted source of information on call center software?
Rob shook his head. Think bigger than that. Anyone can be a trusted source of information on software. Our content helps prospects with their business problems, beyond what we sell.
Digital transformation?
Emily guessed again. Much better, Rob said. He added that to the sentence while Emily read it aloud.
For customer service managers in healthcare who seek to differentiate on customer service, we're a trusted source of information on digital transformations in the contact center.
Then Rob said, we're not quite done. What other sources do our prospects trust about digital transformation? Emily thought for a second.
IT conferences mostly, and a couple of online magazines.
Rob nodded. And how is our content different from that? Emily knew the other resources covered the topic generally, not for a specific vertical market.
Our content is different from that because we zero in on the healthcare industry.
Rob smiled as he wrote the second sentence of the statement. Unlike conferences and magazines, we zero in on the healthcare industry. That's our positioning statement for content marketing, he said, and he read the whole statement. For customer service managers in healthcare who seek to differentiate on customer service, we are a trusted source of information on digital transformations in the contact center. Unlike conferences and magazines, we zero in on the healthcare industry.
Okay.
Emily snapped a picture of the statement.
What do I do with this?
Rob closed his notebook. Now it's time to socialize that and see if you have consensus and commitment. It won't take long to get past the disagreement to stop that friction when you share the statement with your extended team.
Okay.
How does this story end? Well, Rob, the manager character in the story you just heard, said that Emily needs to get consensus and commitment around the positioning statement they just wrote together. Let's review that formula real quick. For your audience in your target market who seek to achieve some business goal with value, you are a trusted source of information on some specific subject. Unlike other highly trusted sources, you differentiate your content or your delivery. Remember, this isn't a statement you would make to prospects. It's strictly internal. Now, when I say consensus, I don't mean that everyone on your extended team agrees 100%. You'll need to make adjustments in the statement you write, and you'll need to bring some people around to seeing the program's objectives the same way you do. And with some people, you'll need to settle for their pledge to go along and to not subvert your goals. But your contributors and subject matter experts, they need to commit. That means they'll do their part in support of the program. And if it turns out they can't, they promise to notify everybody about the change. Where this leads is this. You define an objective that your stakeholders can buy into. And that objective takes content marketing where it should be. You are a trusted source of content for your audience. You understand what buyers and influencers need, and you're the first place they look for it, or at least the first place they find it. You might need to revisit the content calendar. Every activity in your plan going forward will be in the service of your positioning statement. Today, we talked about internal friction. Less friction means fewer delays, less internal resistance, and more traction with prospects. To reduce the kinds of friction we've been talking about today, define your content marketing objective using a positioning statement for your program. The positioning statement becomes your mission statement going forward. Get consensus and commitment before you implement it. One kind of friction I didn't talk about today is budget friction. If your budget has plateaued or started shrinking, or you're experiencing hiring limits or spending limits, then you have budget friction. I wrote a blog post on patreon.com called How to Make a Business Case for Content Marketing in 10 Minutes. Subscribe to this podcast on the podcast player of your choice. We're on all the big ones. And while you're there, give this podcast a review. Give it 5 stars. Enter a comment. I'm looking for comments to include in the ebook. In addition to subscribing to the free podcast, you can become a patron of this season for a few bucks and get access to extras that are available only to patrons. As a patron, you can get critiques of your work, a live Skype conversation with me, and the ebook of this season's shows. And you get to have input on my next podcast series about B2B marketing. Go to patreon.com and become a patron of Debug Marketing. It's cheap and risk-free. I'll refund 100% of your pledge if you're not completely happy. Debug Marketing is produced by me, Dennis Dubois, in the P5 Group podcast studio in Seattle. Emily was played by Mara Cripps. Music by Alexander Blue. Graphics on the web are from Getty Images. Debug Marketing is a production of P5 Group, a B2B technology marketing firm. Could you boost your company's profitability by more clearly communicating the value of your innovations? Start by hiring a firm that understands your business. We'd like to hear from you today. Visit p5group.com.